Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's late July. Training camp is here. That means it's time to bring back Hit the Skins here on the Junks. And training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, lot to digest here. Just the first of many training camp days to just kind of give you the ins and outs. We'll just go through the tweets and the little nuggets that all the bloggers are documenting from camp. First of all, I do want to comment on those Guardian little helmet thingies that they're putting on top of their hats, their helmets.
Yep.
I think they're brutal. I would never be caught dead in one unless I had a serious head issue.
They're supposed to reduce concussions by, I think, 10 to 20%.
That seems marginal.
Head trauma.
Seems marginal.
Limit your head trauma, EB.
All right. They look like clowns. They look like they're going to fall over.
Hey, Terry McLaurin was wearing one. Luke McCaffrey was wearing one. Those are just a few of the guys I saw wearing them.
I want these guys to be protected. They got to come up with something better
than
that.
They care about their long-term health.
They look like they're going to tip over. Do you see? They look like cartoon characters. They literally look
ridiculous. I know
ridiculous.
You won't get this reference, EB, but a lot of them look like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Don't get the reference.
From the 80s.
I mean,
take
Brooks.
Your word for it.
Did you see any of the clips of any of the guys like around the league wearing these things?
I think I saw.
They look like they're going to tip over.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
You know that they got approved to wear in game.
I know. I saw that. Brutal.
Look, these guys care about being able to walk and talk and
come up with another solution.
Identify their families after they're done playing football.
Come up with another solution.
If they need a big, giant, bulbous helmet add-on, and I'm sure that they'll tweak it as we go. I don't have a problem with it. I will adapt.
Adaptable
cakes right here.
I can't adapt. They look ridiculous.
They look all top heavy.
They look like you're just gonna fall over.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna tip over.
But leg cakes is insane.
And for a 10% increase?
Well, 10% is better than 0%.
Use the Q collar that my guy Ryan Keel pushes.
Bill Romanowski was wearing. Remember that collar he wore back?
A ton of football guys are wearing them. A ton of lacrosse guys are wearing that. It kind of stabilizes your neck, and it somehow gets the blood
flow
going.
Maybe the Guardian helmet thing's more effective. Maybe that's why they're wearing it.
Isn't it pretty much a lock 100% of NFL players get concussions?
Yes.
Maybe not kickers.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Maybe not kickers and
punters. It's a hazard of the business.
Yeah. So if you're going to increase it or decrease it by 10%, I mean, we'll take that.
Find a better way.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
It offends your sensibilities.
I'm vain. I don't like it.
But those have been around forever.
Those big old things? Well, I've only known them the last couple of years.
I mean...
I've only
certain players used to wear it. Maybe they weren't called Guardians. They were made out of something different, but
Some guys.
I think Steve Wallace, the old tackle.
Yeah, but it wasn't like this.
He definitely had one.
He had one.
He had like a double helmet.
And he played
helmet.
In the 80s and 90s.
I know, but it wasn't like this.
No, I agree. But it was an oversized, you know, protective dome.
I never really watched the Smurfs. It, for some reason, makes me think of the Smurfs or something. Did they have big heads?
No, but they all wore these like curly white hats.
Oh.
Almost like Santa hats, but I think they were white. Because the Smurfs obviously were blue.
Right.
Juxtapose them with the white on top of their heads.
I literally can't stand them. But okay.
Tell us how you feel about them.
I'm just, you know, got to be me.
All right.
All right. So all eyes on Jaden Daniels, getting a lot of positives, of course, which you would expect. Every you could pretty much go through and see every first round draft pick quarterback or new quarterback is going to get rave reviews on day one of training camp. So let's, you know, we'll just be cool about it. I'm excited. But Drabby tells me I should take some real, comfort in Kurt Benker, who's a former NFL backup, who I guess Drabby says is like a gaming star online. He's like a Madden star. He's got a huge following.
Is he big in the Twitch streets, Drabby? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Twitch, breaking down. He does a lot of Madden and now college football.
Okay.
Breaking down, teach you how to play.
Is he the next Dan Orlovsky? Are you trying to say he's going to be the next guy?
Well, he's also an analyst for like Sleeper and a couple other places. So
for what?
Sleeper, it's like a fantasy app.
Oh, okay.
Got YouTube videos breaking down.
I have at least. You know what?
Let's get him on the show.
I've tried a million times. Oh, it's too easy.
Impossible.
Too hard. Okay. Well, anyway,
BT's radio.
Benker is a guy who's gone out there, and here's the tweet. All I'm saying is what I'm seeing from Jaden Daniels in this early footage should give Commanders fans a lot of faith in the direction of the franchise. He's doing little nuanced things in these clips as a passer. And then he does put in parentheses, albeit in practice, that any coach around the league would be super impressed by. Looks like a vet as far as a passer goes with his anticipation and accuracy. So high praise. And I think I'm going to take an ex-NFL quarterback's praise a little higher than just the average Joe over there, you know,
just
like
a
you
media
or me
member
watching and trying to give you some sort of anecdote. Okay. So, you know, good. But a lot of people were out there. If you know, of course, you got to follow our guys, J.P. Finley, Russell.
Linnell Willingham was out there. Toby Altizer was out at camp.
Yes.
Got it covered.
Yeah, so, you know, follow all our guys.
I drove by yesterday.
Because I was John Keim.
I was getting my car washed, which is pretty close to Ashburn or to Commander's Park. There were so many cars.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not letting the public in yet, I don't think. I don't think the public can come in until
Sunday. Might be the
Sunday.
First open to the public.
So I don't know where. And I'm not talking about cars in the parking lot, because those are all players, coaches, you know, execs, whatever, employees. I'm talking about cars outside of the gate. Now they do have a lot of construction.
Are they like autograph guys? Is that what they're trying to do? Or
I don't know. There were millions of cars parked outside of the gate on the grassy area. Now maybe a lot of that is construction workers because they are doing some stuff. But man, there was a lot of. I can't imagine my car is going to be over there on Sunday when the public's there.
Valdez, did you find the audio? So Terry McLaurin addressed the media recently, and I know at one point he talks about Jaden Daniels. Care to hear what he has to say?
I would like to hear.
My objective in that situation is try to make that DB feel my speed and kind of get a quick release. And I think what he talked about after that was really important, where even if that DB may be playing in your back hip, like ball placement is very key in those situations. And I think he did a great job. You want to try to leave that ball either low and away or high on my outside shoulder so I can, even if it's a bang-bang play, I have a chance to get it versus you leave the ball inside, then it could get a little muddy. So he just has a natural feel for that, and you can see it by the way he operates, but also by his actions as well. And you know it's not always going to be perfect, but just to have that mindset, I'm expecting that now. So when I come out my routes, I have a good idea where he's going to put it.
Pretty good stuff, Gakes.
Like to hear that.
I have some other quotes, just kind of along the same lines, okay? He naturally has a good feel of where to position the ball, whether it's an in-breaking route, out-breaking route, ball down the field. A lot of the things, he just naturally has the ability to have a feel for the game, which is very unique for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. The more reps we get, it's just going to make us better. This is Terry McLaurin speaking. The good thing about it is he's extremely communicative, and I am too, so that really helps the relationship grow quicker. I just think the best thing for us to continue to talk about the reps that we have in practice in the film room. So, you know, glowing. Now, listen, Terry's a team guy.
Yes.
And he hyped up Heinicke. He hyped up Cart Wentz. He hypes up everybody. But still, it's good to hear some of these things. And then when you throw that in with like ex-NFL quarterbacks, I know that there are some ex-players that are like league executives that are media guys. The Commanders are kind of the sexy watch out for team.
Like a chic pick.
Not that they're going to make some sort of scary playoff run, but market improvement.
Yeah,
I think they're the team that people are kind of targeting as, that's a team to watch out for. That's a team on the rise.
Do you think?
I think that's fair.
Do you think the hype / sleeper pick of the Commanders would be the sexy pick if it weren't for C.J. Stroud last year?
I think that has something to do with it.
Like, do you think C.J. Stroud is making everyone trying to pick the next Texans / C.J. Stroud?
Probably, but I still think they'd be excited about Jaden. You know?
No, you got to have a new quarterback. I think most people will be excited, but I think the bar has risen because of CJ.
CJ has definitely made people think
that it's possible
to turn around in 1 year. Yeah, yeah. Now, maybe that'll backfire, and Jaden will really struggle because all rookies are going to struggle at times.
I think most people are forgetting because of what Stroud did last year that a lot of times it's a minefield for the rookies.
Yeah.
It's not always smooth sailing. It's not always going to be 25 touchdowns and 9 or 10 picks. Like,
correct.
That's
right.
Those sorts of numbers are outliers.
And sometimes it's a little better. Like, look at what Bryce Young did, number one overall pick.
Right.
Yeah. Struggle. Yep.
Sometimes it's better to almost be under the radar. And I don't think you could say
they're not under the radar.
Jaden Daniels is under the radar.
No.
Like, everybody's kind of high on him. And so that does give me a little bit
of
pause.
Doing the same thing, I'm sure, in Chicago because of Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's more expectations for Caleb.
I think, but I've heard a lot of people based
on
being the number one.
Both being the number one pick, but just based on what their projections are for win totals, you know.
People love his receivers and all of that.
I
saw that
8.5 wins for a rookie to go 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that C.J. Stroud did it, but it's still very difficult.
I saw that our buddy Danny Rullier is kind of tempering his expectations. I read his tweet this morning. He's tempering his expectations because he's disappointed that they didn't do more to solidify the offensive line and to add another real weapon at receiver. I think those are valid points. I'm trying to be positive. So I'm trying to hope that they somehow have patched together this line a little better than they did the year before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that I feel like Dotson's going to have a real bounce back season. And I am bizarrely infatuated with Luke McCaffrey because of the bloodlines.
I don't think it's bizarre to have.
Well, he was playing quarterback 3 years ago. But what is impressive is he didn't make the transition and like it's all like, you know, like Alex Saar, like the guy who only, you know, caught 10 balls or something. You know, like Alex Saar, we're projecting, we don't know. He produced. When they moved McCaffrey to receiver, he put up numbers.
Yeah.
And that's gets me excited. Like, it's not just all on paper, theoretical. And then the other thing is, from camp yesterday, speaking of receivers, Kaz Allen is the one that a lot of people were hyping up, had a big day yesterday. He's a guy that's been on and off the roster, undrafted free agent, can return punts. He's a quick guy, so might be making a little name for himself early on. Seems like every training camp,
there's
a receiver
that
kind of breaks out a little bit and finds his way onto the roster. JP always mocks it because then they never really do anything. There's some truth to that, for sure, but he is a valuable guy in the fact that he can return punts, too. So keep an eye out for Kaz Allen, who a lot of people were hyping up on day one.
Who was your receiver that you fell in love with?
Billy McMullen?
Yes.
Oh, from UVA?
Well, the other one was Steve Sims. Yeah. I really like Steve Sims.
Yeah. No, the McMullen.
McMullen.
Yes.
McMullen, I liked him at UVA. That's who I liked at UVA,
right.
And I projected that it would.
You projected big things.
I thought he could be a contributor. Never really happened.
Nope.
Big catch Billy.
Big catch Bill.
Big catch Billy.
Yeah.
Didn't really happen.
But yeah, so it's happening over there in Ashburn.
Yep, Lurch is gonna take one for the team. Go over there on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I'm gonna go there Saturday and Sunday all day.
Both days.
Yep, both day, all day.
As you should.
You're gonna get some video. It's called dedication.
Yeah, for hours. I'm gonna be
get some
there.
Video of Jaden throwing into the net. Yeah. Then ask some questions. Yeah,
I'm gonna do all of that.
All right, we'll talk more Commanders a bit later in the show. Nikki Javala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post, will join us coming up at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Coming up at 7:45, that's just about 20 minutes from now, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. We also have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday, so keep listening. In about 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. EB, I may be stealing a bit from your EP here.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer Lopez sees her 55th birthday as a, quote, fresh start amid Ben Affleck divorce rumors.
I mean, it's not a rumor. They're getting divorced. I mean, they're celebrating, like, sort of wedding anniversaries, birthdays apart. I mean, they're definitely getting divorced.
So she posted a picture of herself.
She's wearing some weird outfit. I think it's some tribute to something that I didn't get.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that. But she's also posted a picture in a bathing suit of her, like, doing a bit with her hair and looking in a mirror. 55, pretty solid. Getting it done, that J-Lo. Yeah. I'm not her biggest fan. I don't consume a lot. I certainly don't consume her music. I've seen her in a few movies. She's not really my thing. But
what do you mean she's not your thing?
Like, I don't, like, if J-Lo puts out new music, I'm not like, hey, there's a new J-Lo song. Well, I have to hear it.
No one in the world.
Or J-Lo's playing at you fill in the name of the music venue. I have to go see her perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, nobody in the world is. I think that's why she had to cancel some of her tour.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know how she still has this sort of remarkable career other than she's just freaking an attractive woman.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
But you did bring up, and it made me laugh, like, she's celebrating her birthday in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a picture of her, and she's standing next to this really, like, ornate, looks like a birthday cake. It looks like a wedding cake, but I guess it's her birthday cake. And she's wearing what looks like a pajama top. Maybe like a button-up pajama top that has, like, it has on the right above the right breast, it says J-Lo's Golden B-Day, and it must be, I don't know, July 24th. And then there's something else written above on the left side of, but it reminds me of, like, when the U.S. soccer team plays, like, in an international match, they always have the little script of who they're facing, the date of the game, and there might be, like, one other line of script. She's doing the same thing. Like, who has personalized gear for their 55th birthday? I guess the answer is J-Lo.
I guess J-Lo. Pajamas, I'll say this.
I think she's into herself.
I think she's a little into herself. A little bit of a narcissist. Just a tad.
I'll say this.
Hey, if I looked like that, I'd be posting.
You'd be into yourself,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'd show my ass off and everything.
Those are pajamas, right?
It looks like a pajama top.
Is your daughter / wife?
Yes.
Jason, you have daughters, and you know Teresa. Are they into pajamas the way my daughters are? It seems like pajamas are like a trendy thing in the last couple of years. Like these girls all love to show off their new pajamas.
No, my wife Instagram and daughter influencers. They're not into that sort
daughters,
of thing.
Daughters, yes. Wife doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't wear pajamas.
What does she wear?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't insinuating that you naked.
Birthday suit.
No. Shorts and a t-shirt.
Right.
By the way,
what I wear.
For men, I equate, if you wear like full pajamas as a guy, I just equate that to you're super old. Like the next thing you should do is start planning like your burial plot, funeral plans. Like if you're wearing like matching top and bottom pajamas. Yeah. Your butt old.
I wonder how many guys.
Or you're really rich and you've just been raised.
It's just a flex.
You're just really rich.
Maybe I can see that. Like if you're on Succession, okay, you're one of the Roys. That's her last name, right? Right, Drab? If you're one of the Roys, if you're Kendall Roy, you probably have like monogram pajamas because you don't know what else to spend your money on.
Yeah, but if you're a normal guy.
That's a good carve out. Super rich or old.
But if you're a normal guy, I wear boxer briefs. That's like 99% of my underwear. Boxer briefs and t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's your go-to.
Yeah, I wear like athletic shorts. That's it. No shirt.
Yeah.
Certainly no socks.
We've been on the air an hour and 28 minutes, haven't taken one call on open line.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
I want to know if there's any listeners, male listeners right now, that wear
pajamas.
Yeah. I want you to call. Just fess up and tell us.
When I was a kid, I wanted Seahawks pajamas.
Okay, when you were eight. Sure. Yeah. When I was a kid, I wore pajamas when I was eight. I had pajamas with footies on them. Of course, you're a kid.
I think I had a Redskins robe at one point, too.
As you should. You probably should have a Commanders robe at this point.
I do have a huge
Commanders fan.
I do have a big blue robe.
Nice and plush.
Plush robe.
Yeah, keeps you nice and warm.
I wear it when I go out to the
initials monogrammed on it?
ECB?
It probably does.
All right, if you're a guy that's listening.
It probably does. If I had to bet, I would say yes.
800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And it can't just be, I wear pajama bottoms and we're talking like
the matching
pajama
outfit.
Bottoms
with the top,
button up top, the whole
thing. I'm telling you, the girls do.
Hugh Hefner wears.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, girls do. Girls are into, like, especially like our college age girls.
Right.
They're into pajamas. Like my
why?
I don't know.
It's
because
like a thing.
Instagram influencers or whatever.
That's what it is.
And they, you know, so they all have.
They're like, just being followers.
New pajamas come in the mail all the time. New pajamas.
I think that's standard for.
To me, it's new, but.
I mean, if somebody got me a set of pajamas.
I mean, my mom has worn pajamas her entire life. My wife wears pajamas.
No, but now they're like stylish.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, like silk and the matching
top. They show off the designs. Like they show their friends, oh, I love your PJs. Where'd you get those?
What was the company we used to do spots for all the time? Pajamagram.
Yeah.
We need Pajamagram back in our lives.
Right.
There's
a lot of spots like
those. Checks for street.
What happened to like the chocolate strawberries?
Where's Sherry's berries?
Oh, I love those.
I hate it.
I just want them.
Sure.
I don't even care to do the spots. Just send me some Sherry's berries.
I want to do the spots first and foremost. But you can also send the products.
I want to eat them.
No, I want to eat the checks.
If somebody wants to give me chocolate covered strawberries, but actually just order Sherry's berries.
None of you wear socks to bed, right?
EB does.
Depends on the
sometimes.
Time of the year.
I do not.
Depends on time
it's
of year.
It's physically impossible for me to sleep with socks on.
Psychopaths wear socks to bed.
I think that's generally correct.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah. I didn't last night, but if it's cold,
feet will get so sweaty.
Let's go to James in Ashburn. 800-636-1067. Are there any guys out there that wear like literally Hugh Hefner pajamas?
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like flannel. You know,
Matt, I want to know matching. It's one thing to wear just pants, but
like the whole set, the matching set.
Yeah.
James.
James, what's up, buddy?
James, what part of Ashburn are you in?
Right over by the Harris Teeter off of Claiborne.
All right. I'll stay away from you then.
Yeah. You know the one that closed, right, Lurch?
Yes.
Yeah, right over there.
Okay.
Right over there.
All right. What's up?
So I wear the flannels. So I don't know if that's up your all's alley, what you're looking for, but I also wear like the...
You don't wear the top, though.
You just wear the pants, right?
Yeah, the bottoms, like the top. I'll get too hot, but my wife likes to keep the room like morgue temperature.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
But I wear the long sleeve, like Under Armour shirt sometimes.
Ooh, that seems kind of restrictive.
Moisture wicking top and flannel bottom.
That seems kind of restrictive. Are you wearing the ones like that show your guns?
Yeah, you're loose fitting, right? You're not doing like base layer, like tight fitting.
No. It's loose fitting.
Yeah,
loose.
Yeah, okay. All right, I do that.
It's cool and comfortable rather than wearing just a T-shirt.
What's going on here?
And while I got Lurch on the line, Lurch, so if you went to bed one night and T's laying there in bed and she is just buck naked, you're not going to cop a feel?
Cop a feel. 10?
And I'll be honest with you, that will never happen. But maybe if it actually,
feel?
Well, both, but definitely she would never be naked. 100%.
Cause I'm telling you right now, my wife's buck naked in bed. I'm going to get me at least feel.
Yeah. I mean, of course,
Horny James calling in. Thank you, James. We appreciate the call.
James
by the shuttered Harris Teeter.
All right.
I mean, it just would
Harris
never,
Teeter?
It would just, there's one Harris Teeter that closed.
What happened?
Maybe they picked
years
a bad
ago.
Location, found bad. A better one.
It bad was, intel?
It happened a few years ago.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo.
They haven't reopened it either.
Mo?
What's up, Mo?
Mo, you speak for all African Americans. Go ahead.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. When it gets cold, I throw on the PJs, fellas. Yeah, I mean, it helps with the utility. You don't got to pump the heat. Last couple years, you know, during the holidays, a lot of those matching pajama parties with you and your lady, and I kind of just held on to them. So,
hold on. Matching pajamas with your lady?
During the winter months, like for Christmas or whatever, yeah, they have matching pajama parties.
I can understand
people do
the carve-out
yeah.
for Christmas.
Pajama parties.
Yeah, yeah. Like that sounds silly. That kind of makes sense. But otherwise.
Happy wife, happy life, gentlemen. Thanks.
I have friends. All right. God bless you. I have friends that do that. You'll never catch me dead. It'll never happen. I'm not wearing matching PJs in a Christmas card photo. It never, ever, ever, ever will happen.
Correct the mundo.
Yeah. It's just never. I'm never doing that bit.
Can we put that word, correct the mundo, in Webster's? Can it be an official word?
Call them up. Call up Webster's.
Go to See Jacob. Call him from DuPont Cakes.
What's
High
up, Jacob?
District yep. over there. Hey,
Fancy.
Jacob, what's
Fancy
up, buddy?
Jake.
Hey, what's going on? Jake the Snake.
What's up, Jake the Snake? What's up?
Nothing. Hey, of course I wear pajamas. One piece red silkies with the... It has the it has two buttons in the back to let the farts out.
No, you don't.
Prove it.
I wear it. Hey, I wear it every night, and I got my glass of water beside my bed.
Can I tell you the God's honest truth? I'm gonna tell you this: the God's
beside your bed is a must. I mean, you gotta have something to sip on.
I think I've admitted this before. So I've tried in the last couple of years. I'm trying to wear less to bed, because I think when you're hot, it's actually harder to sleep.
Sure.
Right. So. But there, I did have a period of time where I would be so cold in bed, and you know how I don't like the wind blowing up my shirt and stuff?
Yeah, you don't like drafts.
I ordered a onesie off of Amazon just so I could keep, so no air would blow up my back.
No wonder you hate fantasy football. Drafts all over the place.
Yes.
Jason, I love drafts. We love them so much.
I can't have a draft up my arm or up my back.
Yeah.
It makes me, I just can't.
Drives you crazy.
I can't focus.
Right.
Even now, if I'm trying to wear less, I'll wear like T-shirt.
Automatic
and
focus.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
I tuck in my T-shirt.
Nuh-uh. When you're sleeping?
Because I can't have a draft.
That is a psycho killer.
You've talked
move.
About that before.
I can't have a draft.
I don't get it.
I can't have a money like.
So you can't have a fan next to you blowing up.
No, I have a ceiling fan up here, but I can't have it blowing up my shirt.
All right. So, but if you had an oscillating fan right next to you,
I think that would be
fine.
Would
that be okay?
Can't have it blowing up my shirt.
When you go to a hotel, this is a critical question.
Yeah.
Do you keep the bed covers tucked in super tight, or is the first thing you do, you rip them off?
First
so
thing
have
I do
freedom.
Is rip them off and get freedom.
Okay, good. I think that's a good sign. Because if you leave your sheets just
I'm
super
big.
Tight and tucked in.
You can barely fit on these beds.
That's like a weird thing. No, in my opinion.
These beds, like, I have to have my feet overhanging the end of the bed.
Got it.
Yeah. If you, you're a maniac if you're all
constrained in the bed.
That's weird.
How do you even move?
I don't know. I just had to ask.
I got to flop around like a fish.
I just felt like you might keep it super tucked in because you, again, to avoid the drafts coming in.
Yeah, yeah. No, but the way I avoid the drafts is I have everything tucked in. Socks, everything.
If I ever get pajamas as a gift from somebody in my family, I'm just going to feel like they don't know me anymore. I'm going to be like, you got me a matching set of pajamas?
Do you do boxers and no t-shirt?
I'll generally do athletic shorts and no t-shirt.
You're just in there basically butt naked, except for
shorts. Some sort of shorts. Yeah, that's it.
Hairy chest.
Everything. Just hanging out there.
Right.
This body runs hot, EB, at night. Right. Hot.
Right. Well, too hot. I think, sleeps butt naked, right?
Yeah, it's a new phenomenon. I've been doing it probably the last two, three years.
I mean, I don't.
Butt naked. Although it's not silly when I have ringworm. And so
what?
I have ringworm.
Where?
On my hip.
How'd you get
hopefully
that?
You're taking medicine to combat it.
I think the gym. Yeah. So I'm rolling around in fungus naked in my sheets.
Well, hold on. How long have you had the ringworm?
Yesterday. Oh, okay. I just noticed it yesterday.
Okay, right, so you'll get rid of it in a couple days.
Yeah, you'll get it taken care of.
You have to take antibiotic for that? Or?
I don't know. I'm hoping it goes away on its own.
Well, that's not going to happen. You definitely need some form of antibiotic. You need
some sort of antibiotic cream or something. Hydrocortisone. Put that on anything.
Okay. Yeah. I think I have some of that laying around.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, you know what?
All I think about is my filthy sheets.
Because you don't want to get that ringworm on your Johnson.
No.
Right?
Now, these I might have you covered.
You got Neosporin or something?
No, no. I have topical steroid.
Let me see what
leftover. I have the biggest tube ever. Because I had some sort of skin bit going on recently. Yeah. No, not this one.
What are you, Barry Bonds?
No. I had something that I got a prescription for. And I have,
let me see,
a 50-year supply, and I started using it on this rash I had behind
my
neck.
It went away.
And it goes away. Then I've got the magic cream right here.
I think I have this in my thing.
That stuff's amazing.
Would that work on mosquito bites?
Probably would help, yeah.
I think you have to be careful with this. Because it can, thin your skin, so just be careful with it, I think.
I mean, I'm not literally applying it all over my body. I just use it in little spots when I need it.
Because I have mosquito bites that I need to get rid of, and I'm just wondering if that'll help.
This is triamcinolone acetate. I can't read.
My kids use that for
it's good stuff. I know that.
They have skin issues. My daughters have skin issues.
Yeah.
And they use some of that stuff. But you got to be careful.
All right.
Will I get rid of my vitiligo?
Here's what I do.
What the
I'm putting the lotion on the skin and in the basket.
Is the vitiligo growing? You know, because if you have it on your Jimmy Johnson.
No.
Is it?
It's dormant.
It's dormant? Does it look like a map?
Yeah.
Is it extremely noticeable when it's sized?
Very noticeable.
What about when it's unsized?
Still noticeable.
No. Really?
You won't go look during the break.
I am kind of curious.
I've shown you before.
I can't remember.
All right, when we come back.
It wasn't memorable.
I was going to say, that's not a good look for me.
You can call us right now. You can get in.
It's an OLT.
It is an open line Thursday, but also when we come back, we're giving away HF Festival and Limp Bizkit tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Better song? What game are we going to play?
Wasn't planning on better song, but we could do an impromptu version of that. I do love that game.
What game did you want to play?
I have HF Festival Trivia, but if you'd rather play better song.
No, HF Festival Trivia is good.
All right, so we'll do that when we come back. You'll have a chance to win HF Festival tickets and tickets to see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live this weekend. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here on The Junk. It's going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We also have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday. We're just going to play HF Festival Trivia. If you answer a trivia question, just one, correctly, you'll win a prize. We want to make it easy for you.
At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Nikki Giambavala. She's going to talk all about Commanders and training camp and everything. But at 8:20, I saw a story. I consider it a bombshell that we have to discuss. I consider this a bombshell.
An 8:20 bombshell.
I consider it a bombshell.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. All right, who's up first? Answer one HF Festival trivia question. You win a prize.
All right, let's go to Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, buddy? Todd, do you wear pajamas? the bed?
I do not.
Yeah, right.
Normal what about your, American male?
Your significant other?
No pajamas.
No pajamas? Yeah. Butt naked?
Pretty close.
Wow, that's pretty good. Close. Pretty good.
All right, Todd, we are not going to ask you questions about the 2024 edition of HF Festival. We're going to go 20 years in the rear view, back to 2004 when we were at HFS.
All right. Mm.
All right, here's your question.
We are part of history.
We are. This band from Rockville, Maryland played the HF Festival main stage in 2004. Name the band.
Is it OAR?
That is OAR. See how easy that was? Okay. You win, sir. You're now going to the 2024 edition of HF Festival. It's Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, and more. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. Hold on. We'll get your info.
A plug for the boys?
Please.
Because we love those guys.
Please, I
think they released a new song about friendship or whatever. I forget the name of it. And I listened to it, and Mark sounds better than ever. His voice, I mean, it's just getting better.
He's fantastic.
It really is.
That's great. I'll have to give it a listen today.
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. So that was our first winner.
Okay.
Now we have a pair of tickets for Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday.
All right, let's go to Ron in Richmond. He still wants a prize. Ron, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing this morning?
Ron, hello, you a Ron. Pajamas guy?
Yeah, I am when I'm having company over. I've been married 3 times, and when I was married my second time, my wife and I had matching pajamas with the bottom that
it didn't
up.
Really work out for you, though.
The bottom opened up.
But if I'm having female company now, I'll put on a pair of pajamas. But I don't wear silk pajamas. They
bother me. Hold on.
Silky guy. Even.
Now, hold on. Are you on your third marriage, or are you over your third marriage, and now you're just single?
I'm over my third marriage, and now I'm just single.
Yeah, you need to quit.
How old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
No, not at all. I'm 67.
67. Okay. Now, God forbid, did any of them die on you, or did you just donk them off?
Oh, no, and believe it or not, all of them were 10s or 11s. The last woman I was married to was from Panama, and she was Miss Panama.
What?
Wow, Miss Panama?
Well, what's wrong with you?
She was 20 years. I can't be married. I'm in love with women. I just can't be married.
You run around too much.
Yeah.
I don't cheat, but smash. I don't like to be told what to do and when to come home and when not to do this. So when I can't go away, I travel, whatever, because I own a couple companies.
He's a player.
I like this guy. You're a guy's guy.
You don't sound like a Limp Bizkit fan, though. Are you a Limp Bizkit fan?
I'm not. I got the wrong game. You should ask me something other than that.
Oh, okay.
Ask me about women, maybe. Maybe wow. I'll win.
You guys are real player.
He is.
So what are you doing now? So you giving up on marriage. How many kids you got running around?
That's the thing, guys. When I first married, my wife and I, we got married young. We didn't have any money. But we decided that until we were successful,
right,
we weren't going to have any more. So we had one. My daughter's graduated from William & Mary, and now she's a psychiatrist, but she's not doing that anymore.
So you only have one?
No, I have two. I have a son also that from my second marriage, but the third marriage, I didn't have any children.
Do you have? I'm just fascinated by you. Do you have a relationship with your ex-wives?
With all of them but one. The one from Panama, she comes and goes. So yeah, I have a relationship with all of them.
Really? They don't hate you?
I'm triggered by Panama.
The second one hated me for like 20 years, and then she needed surgery about a month ago, and I showed up at the hospital just to check on her, and so we're back in touch with each other now.
That's kind of you.
Be honest, are you trying to get back in there a little bit? Is that why you did that?
No. The third one, still gorgeous, she'll show up every now and then, but I blocked her, so I she won't be calling
me. He's a wild
every time
dude.
Ron Richmond is our guy.
Right. Yeah.
But look, you know what? Every time we break up, I block her, and she finds a way to get in touch with me. I mean, I've given them a beautiful life, though, man. They think they can't find anybody like me.
Two blocks
today.
But you
make a lot of money.
Huh?
What are your companies? What are you dealing in? Give us a
background. I own a temporary service, and I own a commercial cleaning company.
A temp service and a commercial cleaning company. Okay.
Nice. So you got good money, huh?
Well, I'm blessed. Let's just say it like that. I don't want for anything. I have everything I've ever wanted. I have the car.
What's the most extravagant thing?
That's what rich people say.
Yeah, yeah, what's the most blessed. Extravagant thing you've ever spent your dough on?
A yacht? Like,
I have a Bentley.
You have a Bentley? Oh, wow.
You had a Fentley back in the day.
I had
a not a real Bentley.
I didn't have a real Bentley.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I have a Bentley Continental. Yes, and I have a convertible Mercedes. And then I have trucks for my work.
You do. Where do you live, like near water or anything?
You hiring?
Do you live near water?
Water.
Or do you have a beach house or anything?
Did we lose Ron?
I think he's in a bad cell.
Is there big money in temps in 2024? I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude, I know some guys that work in that age, that business. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure. Sure.
Can make a lot of money for temp workers?
Of course. If you're the intermediary or whatever, you're setting up companies and finding workers for them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Didn't have any idea.
Ron? Especially if you do high-end temp work. We're not talking about, like, temps to go in there and, like, answer phones. You know, like, high-end, like, IT
dogs. I'm out on the temps game. I didn't know that was a real big thing.
Yeah.
So you can find, like, a temp, like, IT guy.
Yeah,
send in somewhere.
Like,
or
head,
whatever.
Yeah, like high-end a temp
corporate headhunter.
A temp radio producer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, when Valdez goes works for Ron.
He finds another avenue, another line of work.
Oh, what happened to him?
He go.
This is a bad.
So we didn't give away the.
Well, he didn't want to go to.
He didn't
want to
go.
Yeah,
so
he didn't want to go see Fred Durst belt out the hits.
So I don't know how you want to give those away now.
Is he back on? Should we do it?
Oh. All right, he's felt it.
He's gone.
He's gone.
All right, so we'll just take care of the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Loserville 2024, Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. When we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders with Nikki Javala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post, next. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here on The Junks. Going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We also have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday. We're just going to play HF Festival trivia. If you answer a trivia question, one, correctly, you'll win a prize. We want to make it easy for you.
At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Nikki Javala. She's going to talk all about Commanders and training camp and everything. But
yep.
At 8:20, I saw a story. I consider it a bombshell that we have to
a bombshell.
Discuss. I consider this a bombshell.
An 8:20 bombshell.
I consider it a
tease.
Bombshell.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
All right,
who's up first? Answer one HF Festival trivia question. You win a prize.
All right, let's go to Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, buddy? Todd, do you wear pajamas to bed?
I do not.
Yeah, all right.
Todd. Right.
What about you? What about
American
your,
male.
Your significant other?
No pajamas.
No pajamas? Yeah. Butt naked?
Pretty close.
Wow, that's pretty good. Close. Pretty good.
All right, Todd, we are not going to ask you questions about the 2024 edition of HF Festival. We're going to go 20 years in the rear view, back to 2004 when we were at HFS.
All right. Mm.
All right, here's your question.
We are part of history.
We are. This band from Rockville, Maryland, played the HF Festival main stage in 2004. Name the band.
Is it OAR?
It is OAR. See how easy that was?
Okay.
You win, sir. You're now going to the 2024 edition of HF Festival. It's Saturday, September 21st at Nats Park, featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, Jimmy Eat World, and more. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. Hold on. We'll get your info.
A plug for the boys.
Please.
Because we love those guys.
Please
so they,
do.
I think they released a new song about friendship or whatever. I forget the name of it. And I listened to it, and Mark sounds better than ever. His voice, I mean, it's just getting better.
He's fantastic.
It really is. You
That's
know?
Great. I'll have to give it a listen today.
Yeah. It's awesome.
All right. So that was our first winner.
Okay.
Now we have a pair of tickets for Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday.
All right, let's go to Ron in Richmond. He still wants a prize. Ron, what's up, buddy?
How you guys doing this morning?
Ron, hello, you a Ron. Pajamas guy?
Yeah, I am when I'm having company over. And when I've been married 3 times, and when I was married my second time, my wife and I had matching pajamas with the bottom that opened up.
It didn't
up.
Really work out for you, though.
The bottom opened up.
yeah, no, but if I'm having female company now, I'll put on a pair of pajamas. But I don't wear silk pajamas. They
so hold on.
Not silk. He's silk not shoes. Silky guy. E.B.
Now, hold on. Are you on your third marriage, or are you over your third marriage, and now you're just single?
I'm over my third marriage, and now I'm just single.
Yeah, you need to quit.
How old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
No, not at all. I'm 67.
67, okay. Now. God forbid, but did any of them, like, die on you, or did you just donk them off?
Oh, no, and believe it or not, all of them were 10s or 11s. The last woman I was married to was from Panama. She was Miss Panama.
What?
Wow, Miss Panama?
Well, what's wrong with you?
She was 20 years. I can't be married. I love women. I just can't be married.
Oh, you run around too much.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't cheat, but smash. I don't like to be told what to do and when to come home and when not to do this. Or when I can't go away, I travel or whatever, because I own a couple companies.
Oh, he's a player. This guy.
I like this guy. You're a guy's guy.
You don't sound like a Limp Bizkit fan though. Are you a Limp Bizkit fan?
I'm not. I got the wrong game. You should ask me something other than that.
Oh, okay.
Ask me about women, maybe. Maybe wow.
This guy's a real player.
He is.
So what are you doing now? So you giving up on marriage. How many kids you got running around?
No, that's the thing, guys. When I first married, my wife and I, we got married young. We didn't have any money. But we decided that until we were successful,
right,
we weren't going to have any more. So we had one. My daughter's graduated from William & Mary, and now she's a psychiatrist,
go
but
try.
She's not doing that anymore.
So you only have one?
No, I have two. I have a son also from my second marriage, but the third marriage, I didn't have any children.
Do you have? I'm just fascinated by you. Do you have a relationship with your ex-wives?
With all of them but one. The one from Panama, she comes and goes, so yeah, I have a relationship with all of them.
Really? They don't hate you?
I'm triggered by Panama.
The second one hated me for like 20 years, and then she needed surgery about a month ago, and I showed up at the hospital just to check on her, and so we're back in touch with each other now.
That's kind of you.
Are you trying to? Are you? Be honest. Are you trying to get back in there a little bit? Is that why you did that?
No. The third one, still gorgeous. She'll show up every now and then, but I blocked her, so she won't be calling.
He's a wild.
Richmond is our guy.
Right.
Yeah. But look, you know what? Every time we break up, I block her, and she finds a way to get in touch with me. I mean, I've given them a beautiful life, though, man. They can't find anybody like me.
Two blocks
today.
But
you make a lot of money.
Huh?
What are your companies? What are you dealing in? Give us a
background. I own a temporary service and I own a cleaning company, a commercial cleaning company.
A temp service and a commercial cleaning company. Okay.
Nice. So you got good money, huh?
Well, I'm blessed. Let's just say it like that. I don't want for anything. I have everything I've ever wanted. I have the cars.
That's what rich people say.
Yeah, yeah, what's the most blessed. Extravagant thing you've ever spent your dough on?
A yacht?
Like,
I have a Bentley.
You have a Bentley? Oh, wow.
You had a Fentley back in the day.
I had
a not a real Bentley.
I didn't have a real Bentley.
Right.
Yeah, I have a Bentley Continental. Yes, and I have a convertible Mercedes, and then I have trucks for my work. Yeah.
You do. Where do you live? Like near water or anything?
You hiring?
Do you live near water?
Water.
Or do you have a beach house or anything?
Did we lose Ron?
I think he's in a bad
cell. Is there big money in temps in 2024? I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude,
I
know some guys that work in that temps? That business. Oh yeah.
Really?
Sure. Sure.
Can make a lot of money for temp workers?
Of course. If you're you're the intermediary or whatever, you're setting up companies and finding workers for them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Didn't have any idea.
Ron? Especially if you do high-end temp work. We're not talking about like temps to go in there and like answer phones. You know, like high-end IT dogs.
I'm out on the temps game. I didn't know that was a real big thing.
Yeah.
So you can find like a temp. Like IT guy,
corporate headhunter,
a temp radio producer, something like that.
Yeah, when Valdez goes works for Ron,
he finds another avenue, another line of work.
Oh, what happened to him?
He gone.
It's a bad sell.
So we didn't give away the
Well, he didn't want to go to
He didn't want to go. So.
Yeah, he didn't want to go see Fred Durst belt out the hits.
So I don't know how you want to give those away now.
Is he back on? Should we do it?
Oh. All right, no, he's felt it.
He's gone.
He's gone. All right,
so we'll just take care of the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Loserville 2024, Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. When we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders with Nikki Javala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.